Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Galway City Ring Road has been in the works for more than 25 years. Its proponents see it as a solution to relieving traffic in one of Europe's most congested cities. But critics of the long-standing project say it will in fact make the problem worse, and the €600 million price tag would be better redirected to public transport projects instead. Well, here to discuss, I'm joined on the line by Michael Fitzmaurice, independent TD for Roscommon Galway. And in the studio, Eamon Ryan is here, former leader of the Green Party, and you're both welcome. Michael, I might come to you first. I mean, Galway is known to be a very difficult city to cycle in, with comparatively poor public transport, even though it's quite a compact city. Would it not just make sense to build a Lewis-style light rail system instead of a massively expensive road at this stage?
First of all, I think we need both. We need a light rail, no more than Cork needs it. But let's deal with the facts. In Galway, I think something like 36,000-38,000 cars go into the city from three sides, say the Connemara side, East Galway side, and the Oranmore side, into the city every day. This is the stats and this is the facts. I can go to the Dáil in the morning quicker than I can go into the council buildings in Galway. That is the congestion that's in Galway at the moment. Mm-hmm.
But I suppose if you had the light railway system, you wouldn't have all of those cars going into the city.
Look at it. A lot of things look very simple solutions. Have a look at Dublin, for example. You have bus, you have Lewis, you have Dart, and you still have a large amount of cars going in. So there's no one-size-fits-all that solves everything. Galway is crying out. And you listen to say IBEC, we meet them every year. You listen to them once a year when we meet them, and they'll explain to you the necessity for business in Galway to have this outer ring road. Also, if you look at what's lost, if you were to add it up in car time, people sitting in cars, it would be probably up to €400 million a year that people would be losing, if either in family time or if they were paid at work, mm-hmm. for the length of time they're left in their cars.
Okay, well, listen.
Galway, and the other thing is, Claire, that you're not going to have a light rail or Lewis up all sides of Galway, because it's not in Dublin in all sides. Have a look at the light rail. It goes to certain areas. That's it. You still will need cars to go from A to B.
Okay,
and if the ring road was the ring road was put in, it would give people going to A, B, C or D the opportunity to get there faster, but also they wouldn't be congested in another area that other people would be.
Well, let's hear what Eamon Ryan thinks about that. So just do both, Eamon. What do you say?
I can firstly fully understand the frustration people in Galway have, and this is an issue for the people of Galway City and County, because it is one of the worst, not just in Europe, but probably in the world in terms of traffic. And I would argue the reason for that is for 30, 40, 50 years, we have designed it as around the car, and it will not work. It is not working. And if we keep trying to solve that problem by building more roads to get more cars, it's going to get worse. And the alternative is what Galway hasn't done, and is to build the public transport. And that actually will transform Galway for the better. I remember someone saying once, it was a conference in NUG and this, someone said, God, I wish only we'd built out more Galway when we were building out Galway. Instead, we built the ring road with all the roundabouts on it and developed an out-of-town, sprawled retail parks model that actually takes from the real character of Galway, the sense of community. If we build the public transport, that's what we will get, a city that works.
Just the public transport, not the road.
We need to invest in all sorts of roads right around the country, loads of bypasses and so on. But this is a road which doesn't address the problem. In fact, in my mind, it makes it worse. This is not the investment we should be making. The light rail, as is now, in October last year, we commissioned a major study in government, and it shows it's actually feasible. Because up to that, all the engineers, all the officials, all the county managers in Galway said, oh no, Galway's not big enough to have proper public transport like that. That's not true. It is deliverable. It will work. We could already, we've agreed to the city centre part of the bus connects in Galway. It's the central spine of the mm-hmm. main public transport route. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be built in the next year or two. But that's the core difficult part. You can then build that west out towards Knocknacara, people will know Galway, and you can build it east towards GMIT and up towards Parkmore, the big industrial estates. The real problem we have in Galway, one of the biggest problems, is everyone moving from the west side of the city to work on the east side of the city. When you build that light rail system, the distances are relatively short, it's 15 kilometres long, you actually start to solve the problem. And that can be delivered first and foremost by a bus corridor, which is upgraded to light rail, running every 5 minutes. The analysis that we did shows, if you took climate seriously, and if you really backed up that plan by designing it around lowering emissions and improving traffic, we would go from a city where public transport at the moment is only about 6-7%, mm-hmm. up to 20%. You'd get car numbers down from 60% down to under 40. And then the problem starts to be solved. You get rid of the gridlock, which is good for those who do have to drive. And that's the choice facing Galway now. Does it go down and on? As my
because if you, colleague, if you are you saying then that if you build the bypass, that you then have, you're just encouraging more cars onto the road. So you could do the public transport in tandem, but actually people would take the easier option.
You're designing Galway as a motorway city. Your design is, Kieran Cannon, the former Fine Gael minister, said it's a 20th century solution that they're trying to put into the 21st century, and we have the alternative.
So does the M50 not work?
No, it doesn't work. It's a perfect example, actually, similar ring road around Dublin. I remember at the time arguing we should build the metro first, and the M50 is now clogged. Everyone in Dublin knows that the biggest problem in Dublin is you don't know how long it's going to take you on the M50. You can get caught there, stuck for hours. And that's what they're planning to do in Galway. And it's not just that you're the road itself, it's that all the planning around it, all the housing, all the retail, all the businesses, you turn Galway into a motorway city. Mm-hmm. And that's not what the smart cities are going now. That's not the future. That's not where you have really good local environment, where you have really good housing. If we build a light rail route, that goes through Ardon, where you could put 20,000 new houses in, really high quality, really good quality public transport system. That's what people want. It's sustainable solutions that give you better housing, better local environment, better sense mm-hmm. of community. Or else you build Galway as a motorway city.
Right. Well, Michael, are you convinced?
Which will never work.
Are you convinced by any of that?
Absolutely not. Look at, I think it's very hypocritical, Eamon, saying what he's saying when he was Minister for Transport. Why so, if he didn't believe, if he believed so little in a motorway that over the last number of years he put 11 million into the basically the funding of different things in relation to the outer bypass? That's the first thing. Second thing is, light rail, Eamon talks about 20,000 houses. And yeah, if you had a light rail going through where there's 20,000 houses, happy days. But the facts are, and for anyone that knows Galway, and Jesus, I know Galway fairly well, that on the west side, you have the west of Galway, we'll say Connemara side. You have the east Galway, and you have south Galway. And if you look at the numbers of people, Galway is a very moving city where a lot of people live out the country, because if on a quiet day, I'll give you a clear, I live near Glenamedy, mm-hmm. and on a quiet day, if you went up late at night, you'll do Galway in 35 to 40 minutes. But it's the traffic that's causing basically the problem. And if Eamon is talking about climate, let's deal with Dublin first. Dublin, when the M50, and I remember the M50 when it came, it was the greatest gift that ever came because it alleviated an awful lot of problems. What happened since is that Dublin has grown. The number of people working in Dublin when the M50 came and the number of people. Now, what Dublin actually needs is another ring road outside that, you know, and the people will tell you that, because you're not going to move everyone by light rail. You'll move the people in around the city will be able to use that. And I'm an awful believer in park and ride and all this. But the facts are that you need, in my opinion, for the people in Connemara, the people in East Galway and South Galway, you need access to a city, because that's where they live and work. We don't have a choice where we're born or where we work, and we have to get to there as quickly as possible, or as soon as you can within a reasonable time. And Galway deserves this outer ring road. If you look at most
can we just look, Michael, at what's happened? I mean, we know it was approved by On Board Planola back in 2020, then it was rejected in the High Court because it didn't have regard to the objective objective of mitigating greenhouse gas emissions and adapting to the effects of climate change in the state.
Which, by the way, was a very question, you know, I think the climate bill came in 2 days before it. Now, it was hard mitigating in something that the government, say, that went in through the Dáil a few days before.
But the facts are, it doesn't, at the moment, it doesn't fit with the government's Climate Action and Low Carbon Development Act. I mean, is it not time to admit now and accept that it can't happen because of our climate change obligations?
Absolutely not, Claire. First of all, an Éamon would be very much to the fore in this. Is an electric car not supposed to drive on a road, or we're going to put it up on a Lewis, or what are we going to do with it? Roads will always be needed. So will light rail be needed. So will buses be needed. So will the likes of darts and all this be needed. You need a myriad of different types of transport to get people from A to B. And also remember that we, economically, we shift an awful lot of gear as well in this country by road and some by rail. And in fairness, I will say one thing about him, and he was in favour of getting more rail done. But the facts are that you need access. You need people to be able to manoeuvre around the country, because wasted time is costing money, and it's also the heartache, the headache, the frustration and the mental torture that people go through within in Galway. And I believe the people in the west of Ireland deserve a ring road no more than someone in Dublin or someone in Cork or someone anywhere
else. The west
of Ireland has to be able to develop. There was huge potential for the west, and sadly it's dead in the water at the moment in the line of the offshore wind, but there's huge potential for the west of Ireland, and we need to build roads, not this fantasy fairy thing talking about if
well, the roads are fantasy
so good,
as well.
Why
I mean,
hasn't it been done over the last number of years?
All right, go ahead, Eamon.
Can I say this? I actually fully agree with Michael, firstly. We need the West to grow and develop. And actually, Dublin needs Galway and Limerick and Cork and Waterford and Sligo to grow, because if it's all on the East Coast, the whole country will topple over into the, and it doesn't work for anyone. So we need to invest in particularly Galway, Limerick, Cork, Waterford, in my mind. And the question is, what type of investment? Because if you're investing in a roads-based system, it will not work. It will not meet the climate targets, and that will be the law that has to hold. Even if the Roads Building Authority here doesn't recognise that and doesn't pay due heed to it, which I don't believe it has, and that's a real problem. They're building roads without taking into account the climate plans and without taking into account the National Planning Framework, which says we need better balanced regional development, compact development and low carbon development. This road, it was agreed in the oral hearing, would be a real climate problem. And I don't see any way around that, because it's not just the vehicles
so
on the road.
Ireland. No, you don't be talking nonsense like
no,
a good man.
No, but it's...
And if you want to talk about climate targets, Eamon, you came out and misled the people in the last few years talking about the amount of offshore wind you were going to
And I still think...
Have a look at what the Department of Leisure they sent you that you never spoke about before the election of what will be produced,
Michael,
and the reality
of it. Can we go back just
fantasy
to...
Fantasy is one thing, Eamon. Reality is the
Well,
second.
Let's just go back to the reality of Galway City and County. Because it's right what you say. There's a lot of people long-distance commuting into Galway. And we need to serve those, which we did in government, by providing really good rural bus services. Any time we provide additional public transport, Irish people flock to it right across the country. We need to do the same with the rail line into Galway from Aranmore, and look at the Western Rail Corridor and increase services coming from the south on that Western Rail Corridor. So yes, we need to invest in public transport. But for Galway itself, the city, there's an absolutely critical, and actually there's a similar decision faced in Limerick and in Cork coming, because the Roads Authority want us to build more ring roads there and not learn the lessons and not think forward what's going to really work effectively now. And I believe it's investing in public transport. There's a limited budget. We have €35 billion for transport within the existing National Development Plan. But there's over €100 billion of projects in development. So you do have to make choices. If Galway decides we're going to go with the motorway, the ring road, I believe we'll be stuck in the courts, because I don't believe it's climate. It's appropriate within any climate sense. And that is law, European, international, as well as Irish.
Tell me, why did you put money into it?
Well, firstly,
11 million, if you believe so little in something, and you a minister, that you put 11 million into something, and now you're coming out saying, oh, I don't believe in this gig at all.
I said this right the way through, Michael, I've been consistent completely and funded as well.
Were you the minister that gave 11
million? Just let him answer.
Funded the assessment, which had never been done previously, of the light rail alternative. And that alternative is now available to us. And that's the decision that the people of Galway have to make. And I believe investing in public transport is the best way for Galway to grow. I believe it's the only way to traffic, which is an incredibly bad, difficult problem for the people of Galway. But if we just build roads to try and solve that, everyone's going to be stuck in traffic forever and a day, and Galway will not develop in the way that it can and should and could.
And that's a political decision. If I'm a business in Connemara, and I need to ship my gear, which there is an awful lot of businesses in Connemara. There is no light rail or there's no heavy rail for that matter. So if I want to ship my gear from there, I have to endure, because of all the, what Eamon is saying, this climate and that this road would nearly damage the whole world, that I have to endure sitting an hour and a half paying a lorry driver or whatever to shift my gear because of where I was born.
But Michael, is it not the case that if you had...
It's not alone Galway City
yeah, but,
that this resolves. This resolves more than...
Michael, what, you, what you've said...
than a city.
Okay, Michael, what you've said there about the truck driver, I mean, what you've left out there is if you have the public transport in place, surely that truck is free to move because the road is less congested, no?
But Claire, at the moment, if you look at the... Anyone that knows Galway knows that 85% of the people that go work in Galway are moving into the city. So let's be realistic about it. From the Connemara side, from the South Galway side or Ordon Moor side, and from the East Galway side.
Well, if I can just on that, there are different issues, Michael. Like, there is an issue. There's a lot of people, as you say, commuting long distance into Galway, and we do have to address that. But this road is primarily about addressing traffic in Galway, and the design is to get people in their cars and to drive around the city and then back into the city. That solution, the solving of that problem, by getting people into their cars, even more so, making it a more car-dependent city, that kills the business case for public transport. It makes it what Galway is already at the moment. It is a horrific city to walk and cycle in. It's completely dangerous. It's not designed around people and local people.
The world, Damon, if I'm coming 40 miles, I won't be walking or cycling.
No, I accept that. But there are people living in the city. And people, we want to live in the city. We want the city to grow from 85,000 up to 150,000. Now, those 60,000 people, do they want to be living on the edge of a motorway? Or do they want to be living in a local environment which has got really good public transport, which is safe for their children to walk and cycle, which is clean and healthy and efficient and economically viable? This is the future where cities are going. Bright cities now, cities looking to the future, are not designing around the car.
The
They're designing around public transport.
The city you're looking at is this so-called 15-minute city. And the city you're looking at means that you'd be living, basically staying in Galway, working in Galway, making your life in Galway.
Yes, there are a lot of people doing that, Michael.
That in Galway, a huge amount of people live in the hinterland around it and need access to that city. The facts are that from on the, we'll say the west side, the Connemara side, or on the eastern side of Galway, there's traffic over and back with goods because Galway just isn't a standalone on its own. We think of a county.
There is,
not
but we
just
can
one
provide,
area.
We can provide them public we can provide them public transport options to meet that need.
Provide public transport to Connemara.
All right, listen, gentlemen, we are going to have to leave it there, but I want to thank you both. Eamon Ryan, former leader of the Green Party, and Michael Fitzmaurice, Independent TD. Thank you both. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.